It is Sunday, June 28th. I'm Anthony, VK6AXB, and welcome to News West, continuing a history of these broadcasts going back to 1931. Bit of a shorter broadcast this week. Some of our regular contributors weren't able to send things for various reasons, so you'll hear a bit too much of my voice, for which I apologise, but there's always next week.
You're listening to News West, your weekly news from VK6ARN. If you have any items for the news, the latest they can be submitted is noon Friday. If you have an item you would like read out by the news team, please give plenty of notice to allow someone to record the item before the Friday deadline. This is Darren, VK6EK, for Amateur Radio News, VK6ARN.
Earlier this week, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, NCRG, kicked off their annual Hamfest raffle for this year, and as usual, there's some great prizes on offer. First prize, the big one, is a voucher worth $2,000. Even better, this prize doesn't lock you in to a particular shop or brand. If you win, you can choose that voucher from one of three different suppliers, subject to their normal terms and conditions. Now that is a great first prize. It'll get you a decent entry-level transceiver or give you a serious discount off the more advanced radios which are on offer in the current market. If your main rig's already sorted, then there's huge scope for updating your antenna systems, shack accessories, mobile or portable setup, and more. And NCRG is thankful for the support of ICOM Australia, Comtech Radio and Andrews Communications in making this prize offer possible. Other prizes include some continued support from ICOM with dual-band 2m70cm handhelds, the ID52A digital model, which has D-Star, GPS and Bluetooth features, also the rugged and compact ICT10 FM model. And Comtech Radio continued their support with a $150 prize voucher. The raffle will be drawn at Hamfest, 12 noon, Sunday 30th of August. So how do we get in on all this? Well, you can wait a couple of months until Hamfest and try and buy some tickets there, but the far better way is to buy tickets online right now. Go to raffle.link.com.au and search for Hamfest Raffle 2026. There are links to this on the NCRG's website and on several of the main email lists going around. The raffle's organised under a national permit, which means people in VK 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 and 8 can also join in. So, how do we make sure the prizes stay in VK6 and don't get pinched by the East? Well, it's simple, really. We just got to buy as many tickets as we can. More seriously, this raffle is vitally important to the NCRG. It's a major source of club funds. That's how they continue events like Hamfest, improve the contest setup, club facilities and the like. It's worthy of support just for that reason, never mind the chance to win some fantastic prizes. Jump online and grab some tickets. Hamfest Raffle 2026 on rafflelink.com.au.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Previously, I've talked about a piece of software called Soapy Audio. It's part of the toolkit called Soapy SDR, which in turn is part of a whole ecosystem called the Pothos Framework, coordinated by Pothosware, founded by Josh Bloom. I'm mentioning this for two reasons. First, to give credit to Josh and the many contributions he has made to the software-defined radio ecosystem. And second, to indicate that there's several moving parts here. Soapy Audio is a module that connects an audio device, like a microphone or speaker, more on that in a moment, to a tool called Soapy SDR. This allows you to connect to that device, either directly or over the network, from within any Soapy-compatible SDR tool, like Cubic SDR, SDR Angel, Qwisk, and SDR++, to name a few. Said differently, you can use the Soapy audio module to pretend that your sound card is a software-defined radio, and use the associated SDR tools to use it. While interesting in and of itself, the idea comes into focus if you consider that you could connect your analog radio to the sound card, and now you have actual radio frequencies coming into your card, which you can use as an SDR. This works because Soapy Audio also includes hamlib support, which in turn means that you can send commands like set the frequency or set the mode to your radio using hamlib. Better yet, if you do this within your SDR software, all this happens behind the scenes. Now, before I dig in too much more, I mentioned a microphone and speaker. When you connect your radio to a computer, the microphone, or line-in socket, is used to receive audio from the radio. It leaves the radio and enters the computer via the microphone and gives you the ability to receive audio. Alternatively, when you connect the computer speaker to the radio, it leaves the computer and enters the radio to transmit audio. Right now, I see no evidence that Soapy Audio supports the ability to transmit, and the ecosystem overview shows the module in a different location than the other radio modules. It might well transpire that none of this is going to work long term, but the point of this is to learn how it works and to get an understanding of how data flows back and forth. Ideally, I'd end up with a module that would integrate into GNU Radio using the existing Soapy SDR integration, but I'm nowhere near that, and my ongoing computing challenges keep banging me in the face, so small steps. If you're not quite sure how this is supposed to work, your radio is connected to your computer using audio in and out, as well as a serial or USB connection. The computer is running Soapy Audio, which uses Hamlib to control the radio and uses Soapy SDR to send and receive both control and radio signals through a tool called Soapy Server, which I think will all run on a cheap Raspberry Pi, which in turn is connected to the network to another more beefy computer running GNU Radio and the Soapy SDR module, allowing you to both control the radio over the network as well as receive and transmit. Well, at least that's the plan. In order to bring that grand idea closer to fruition, I've just spent the past 2 days putting together a set of instructions in the form of a Docker file to attempt to help make that happen. I'll note up front that this is a work in progress, and there were plenty of trips to the local yak shaving compound to sharpen my blades, but I think by now you'll understand that this is par for the course. I'm sharing all this with you because in amateur radio, and in any complex endeavour, progress is made by making small incremental improvements. We're up to the 19th, or 20th if you count the introduction of my Bold Yak series, and so far I have only very little tangible assets to show you. I suspect that this is going to be the case for some time to come. Perhaps my journey should be viewed as a way to pursue the things you're interested in and document your progress along the way, rather than a journey towards a product that you can install tomorrow morning after you've had your morning coffee. If all that made your head explode, don't worry, you're in good company. I embarrassed myself in front of all the ham sci community the other day when I proposed to use a spectrogram to capture and understand ionosonde data rather than raw IQ. I still don't know what I was thinking. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
NewsWest, VK6 ARN, across Western Australia.
Last weekend, WISEN took part in the Memory Walk for Dementia, providing communications and support for the event. By all accounts, it was a very successful day, and hopefully there'll be a detailed report on that in next week's news.
There's not much WAG news specifically for you this week. The next meeting is the first Monday in July. And then finally, just the reminder that the WAG Technical and General Net will be on Perth, repeater VK6 RLM 146.750 from 10:30 a.m. this morning. If you're listening to it in the evening, of course it's next week, but it's also on the linked All-Star Hubs. See you over there after the callbacks. 7-3s from WAG VK6 Radio Golf.
The Northern Corridor Radio Group gathers for a chat, cooked breakfast and work on current projects every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. The club is on Nangara Road at Whiteman Park on the first right turn after the Tonkin Highway entrance when travelling east towards Allenbrook. The club has an excellent station with multiple operating rooms, an EME station, a remote station for all members to use, club repeaters on 2 metres, 70 cms and 23 centimetres, and a bunch of other activities for members of all interests.
This is VK6ARN.
Good morning, this is Roy, VK6 X-ray Victor. This week's helpline, the 28th of June, just about a new financial year, in a couple of days. And it's been a beautiful week, all week sunny and shining, very nice weather. And we're having a little bit of the opposite at the moment. But nothing to report this week. I had a busy week, but nothing busy on helpline today, unfortunately. Except to say we have a previous IC718, which may still be available. Haven't heard from Greg whether it's available or not. His phone number is 0417-900-874. Give him a bell, he'll be able to tell you. In the meantime, the word this week is titin. T-I-T-I-N. Not the other one. No, not the other one. It's a little word with inferiority complex, but delusions of grandeur. I'll tell you about it later. This is Roy VK6, Ray Victor, and saying 7-3 until we meet again. Cheers, 7-3.
And thank you, Roy, for once again being there with Helpline and giving us something to think about. And that brings us to the end of the broadcast for another week. I'd like to thank all of you for listening, and especially thank the broadcasters, relay stations, and all who submitted items for the news. We're always looking for more, so if you have something newsworthy, why not record it in MP3, preferably 256 kbit mono, or whatever you can manage, and email it to newswest@vk6.net, along with your contact details, in case we need to follow anything up. Please send it to us as soon as you can. If it arrives by noon on Friday, it should make that Sunday's broadcast, but the earlier we get it, the better. Callbacks will follow on most frequencies. We're grateful for our dedicated callback operators, like Eddie, VK6 Yankee Alpha, and the team at VK6 ANC. Each week, they relay the news on 80 and 20 metres on Sunday mornings and take the callbacks on 3582 and 14130, beaming east. Also, Sunday evenings, Steve VK6SJ does the 80-metre relay 7pm on 3620. Thanks, Eddie and Steve. Tune in on 20 or 80 sometime and give them a call. So, you have either been listening to or you have just missed News West. All being well, we'll do this again next week. Until then, 7-3 from VK6ARN.